Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is January the 10th in the year of the Lord 2023. Yes, the kingdom of heaven on earth was established 2023 years ago or thereabouts by the operation of the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus of Nazareth, who contained all things in heaven and earth, and who has all power in heaven and on earth. Well, what's the big news this week? I think Biden visits the border is the big news. To me, it is. You know, I find it hard to believe that he just now came to the border for the first time since he's been in office. But really, does that really matter? I got to ask a question. What does he think he is going to see here on the border that the television hadn't shown all over everything? Number two, what do you... or what does anybody think he will see there? I mean, haven't we all seen all the tents and the crap and the clothes and the scraps and trash and junk all over everything down on the border and strewn through all out the border towns and ranches and farmlands and cut fences and junk and dead bodies laying around? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to go down there and survey the border. Check it all out now. And next question, number three, does it matter what he will see there on the border? Does it really matter what he's going to see? Oh, I saw two more tents than I saw on television. Oh, I didn't see any tents down there. Does he not know? Has he not heard there's a problem on the border? I mean, how could you be even a mild, half-awake citizen and not know there was a problem on the border and, for that matter, not know what the problem is? Let me ask anybody in the world, what's the problem on the border? What is the border crisis? The border crisis is really a tyranny crisis. The borders are not being regulated by law. That's what the problem, that's the crisis. We're having a execution of the law crisis. We're having malfeasance, government tyranny. And why? Because, well, actually, we're watching dissolved government in action. Not having borders and not having a border policy to regulate the borders is dissolution. It's a sign of, not only a sign of it, it is a cause of dissolution. So what we have on the border is a dissolution problem. A dissolution crisis. Do we have lawful government or do we not? Yeah, in America. Well, now, another thing I want to talk about. All right, here's another question, number four. What would Biden see there that would make him enforce Title VIII regulating the border? Let me see, what could he see that he doesn't already know from watching TV like any other ordinary citizen? There's nothing he could see down there. You know, and I've heard this story. Oh, they cleaned up some of the tents on, they cleaned up the border where he's going. Of course, he went to El Paso, kind of a, I think that's a kind of a political stronghold for him there. And I heard they cleaned up the border, both north and south of the border, in Mexico and in the U.S., where he was going to go. Does that make any difference? Does that, oh, they swept the place up. It doesn't look too bad. So now he doesn't know any better. You know, he doesn't see all the bad stuff. No, he not. Come on, folks. It doesn't matter what they do there. It's already the cat's out of the bag. It's already over the all over the media. You can just go on the computer and look up border crisis. That's a good one. Look it up, and it'll show it to you. Okay, so he doesn't need to get on a Air Force One and spend $3 million to go down there and take a look at it. I mean, are we morons or what? Now, is Biden stupid or are we stupid? We're stupid, aren't we, to put up with all that kind of crapola? And okay, let's talk about how the mass media cartel covers the Biden visit to the border. Okay, number one, interview the struggling illegal aliens seeking asylum in the U.S. Yeah, that's what they'd be, illegal. And you see them, you know, they act like they're coming here illegally. And what do they show you on TV? They're on a raft going through the marsh trying to get across a low spot in the Rio Grande. Folks, that's not legal immigration. That's called illegal aliens breaking into the country. Okay, so let's talk about what the mass media cartel shows you. Oh, they're going to interview the illegal aliens. Okay, here it is. It was hard walking across Mexico to get to the U.S. border. It's so hard. It's a long trip. We were hungry. We were starving, and we didn't have any clothes, enough clothes, and we were going to walk all the way across to Mexico, and finally we get here and the border's closed. Well, that's tough. I hate to hear that. Okay, now what the illegal aliens hope Biden will do, that's one of the things. Have you noticed that the mass media cartel doesn't ask all the ranchers down there and all the citizens in these towns that have been living there for years? They don't ask them doodly squat, like they have nothing at stake here on the border. It's all the aliens. Let's ask them what they want. Okay, sure. Jose, what do you want Biden to do? Well, open the border so we can come in. That's what, and I hope God touches Biden's heart to help let us in. Okay, all right. Now, another one. What do you say, Rodriguez? Okay, we are a group of LGBTQs, and we were persecuted for our sexual preferences at home, so please let us in. Oh, man, I hate to hear that. That's just so horrible. We just got to let them in. All right, here's another thing. Jose, too, what would you like? Well, stock up the welcoming center so that we don't need to worry about finding a church when we come into your country. There's just the welcoming centers are not up to par. We need to be welcomed. Can you believe that? Got to be welcomed. Who said any? What? Where's that in the law that the American citizen must be taxed to welcome aliens into the country? Do you know there's laws on that? You know, if you're going to be a charge, well, we're going to get to that. If you're going to be a charge to this country, meaning you're going to come over here and need something instead of provide something, you can't come in. That's Title VIII. That's part of Title VIII. If you're coming over here just because you can't make a living in the country you're coming from, and it's hard economic times, and you ain't got anything, you ain't got a job, you ain't got anything, you come up here, you can't get in on that. No, you have to say, have some kind of statement that proves you've got some skills and work, and you know you have a job lined up and all that. That's how you do that. Nobody wants people to come into the country that's a liability for the country to pay for. And they call that a charge. If you're going to be a charge to the country, then you can't come in. You have to prove that you're not going to be a charge. You're not going to be, the government is not going to be needing to pay for you to have a home and have a place to live and eat. So, okay, let's just keep on going. This wonderful mass media cartel filled with the powerful news, real analysis of the situation. So, yeah, you interview the illegal alien and hope the border and the open border advocates who recite the problems of the asylum seekers and dreamers and peaceful migrants. Here they are. They are preyed upon by the coyotes and drug cartels, the child traffickers and the human smugglers, and they're just poor people. They just completely all the time they're just preyed on, and we just got to help these people. Just let them on in here, no matter what. Okay, now this mass media cartel is lovely. Interviews with the open border advocates describing how illegal aliens are, number one, not criminals. Oh, really? Yeah, I'm sure that not all of them are criminals, but they're not all nice, well-rounded people with knowledge and beneficial to the country. They're hardworking. Well, yeah, hardworking at what? You can work hard, but if you don't know anything, your work's no good. Believe me, I've seen it. I don't care how hard you work. If you don't know how to work, you can't perform. Okay, family folks needing work. Oh, they're all family folks. Well, there's evidence that they're not all family folks either. Oh, they will pay their taxes. Oh, they will contribute to society. Well, I don't know. I hadn't seen a lot of that. I hadn't seen our society getting a whole lot better in the last 30 years as a result of the open border policy. Excuse me, I have not seen it, nor witnessed, nor experienced it. And I think after 30 years, you ought to figure out this is a bad policy. It's not even a legal policy, much less a good policy. Okay, now the mass media cartel is going to interview the illegal alien advocates who call for, I love this term, quote, comprehensive immigration reform, unquote. Just what in the hell is that, comprehensive immigration reform? Have you ever heard anybody answer that question? Upon the rare occurrence when one is asked what they mean by their term comprehensive immigration reform, you know, they say, I don't know exactly what that is. The legislature would have to figure that out. You know what it really is? They're afraid to tell you because they know it is unlawful and immoral. Because what is it they're talking about? They want the borders open to take all people that come to the United States. That's it. They're open border. They're globalists who believe that the only moral world is one without borders. And, well, actually, this is not an immigration policy at all, but rather the absence of an immigration policy. You can't have an open borders and then say that's a policy. It's the want of policy. It's the lack of. No, we already have comprehensive immigration laws in place, and that's what actually Governor Abbott said when he was asked, and that was played over and over again. I think that's the only time they interviewed Abbott and got on a mass media cartel. He said Biden's only 2 years too late and $20 million short or whatever, something like that. And he said, well, we don't need a new immigration policy. First of all, we need to enforce the immigration policy that's already in effect, the immigration laws. And so right he is. But he can also do that. These two guys are passing the buck. Okay, let's continue on here. Well, the mass media cartel rarely covers the citizens, talks to the citizens about the illegal alien problem flooding the country. And then let's talk about the authority and the moving of God on earth, because I was really struck by what this one illegal alien was saying, quote, "I hope God will touch Biden's heart to open the border." Well, let's just think about that a little bit. What do you mean God touch his heart? You mean if he keeps the border closed or enforces the law on the border, that would somehow be antichrist, that would not be the work of God? Would Biden opening the border be the hand of God on his heart or the hand of Satan on his mind? Well, we can prove which one that is. Tyranny is not the work of God on earth, but rather the work of Satan. Well, what is tyranny? It is the exercise of power without authority. What authority does Biden have concerning border issues? Well, he only has authority to enforce the law. That's it. He's not a legislator. He's not a judge. He's an executive. An executor. He executes the law. So he doesn't make the law. He executes it. So he better not make any law. He better execute it. Well, what's the law? Well, right now, Title 8 is the law that covers the borders of the United States. Now, what authority does Biden have over illegal aliens? Well, nothing. He doesn't have any authority over them other than to say they can't come in unless they can conform to the requirements of entry. That's all he can do. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this, and we'll take some calls too as we finish this up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Summer sun starting to burn down on that river. My baby's waiting, I got the Chevy shaking, I'm blazing a trail to get her. There she is, she's got her shades on, man, she's looking strong, mine on mine for the weekend. The cooler's loaded down, we're headed out of town, jumping off the deep end. Going barefoot and crazy, me and my baby. Backflip off the flip rock bridge, double dog daring I will. Meet me at the bottom with a cool whip kiss. She's rocking that bikini top, heart skipping like a rock.
That sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, let's do that. I mean, let's do that. You know, we could do that today because right now it's 75 degrees outside, sunny, some light clouds, really just wispy stuff in the blue sky. So it is, this is a definitely go down to the river day. But anyway, I want to finish up talking about this. Oh, 82 degrees in Austin. Wow, it's that warm. Yeah. Speaking of that, Mark Anderson, I just had lunch with Mark Anderson and Brian Watson. They're on the way to Austin. They're probably almost there now. And they're going to be there tomorrow. I think... the legislature is opening today, kicking off today, and so they're going to be there for that and tomorrow, and going to be covering some of the stuff going on in the Texas Capitol. And, of course, we can't be holding our breath for much of anything out of there. But We had some good conversations at lunch. We ate a powerful Whataburger, and it was good stuff. I hope we don't get flack from that. You know, maybe Whataburger doesn't want to be associated with my show. I don't know. Anyway, it was good. I enjoyed it. We had good conversation. And, you know, we talked about the border problem. And, you know, I want to go back to the authority that Biden has. Ask yourself, does he have the authority to feed and house illegal aliens? Well, he does if he only uses his money and he uses his house, and his house is in Mexico. But he has no authority in the United States to feed or house them. Zilch, none. The authority to open the border. Does he have the authority to open the border? Zilch, none. Everybody's asking Biden to open the border. He can't open the border. He's an executor. The executor cannot do anything that the legislator has not given him authority to do. All he can do is execute the present law, and it's in Title 8. We don't have open borders. We have compliance borders. You have to come up and comply with the requirements. Okay, the authority to move illegal aliens around throughout the United States. No. And Governor Abbott doesn't have that authority either. What is going on that people in government haven't got the slightest damn clue about what their role is? Everybody thinks when they get elected, they're some kind of president or a high potentate of something. You know, nobody gets to be an emperor when they get elected. Yeah, you know, you have certain limitations, you know, on what you can do. And don't be hesitant to tell people what your limitations are, what your authority is limited to. Wouldn't it be awesome to hear a president run for president of the United States, hear a candidate run for the president of the United States, and he says, "My campaign, ladies and gentlemen, for this high office of the land is, I'm going to execute the law of the land. Period." Wow. Wow, now we got somebody that understands what the hell is going on. If you want to talk about what America ought to be, go down and see your legislators, go down and see your representatives, and tell them what you think it ought to be, as long as you have authority to do that, to make it the way you want it. If you have the authority, then you can delegate that to your representative. But you know what we're doing every 4 years in America with electing a U.S. president? His candidacy is treated as a monarch, as a king. Well, we'll be right back after this. We'll wrap it up.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Look at you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC,
31 candles on her birthday cake. Next year, thought by now she'd have a man, 2 car seats and a minivan, but it still ain't here. Hey! Oh. She's been looking for Mr. Right so long, but all she found is Mr. Wrong.
Well, we got some good music. It does make you feel like going out, you know, going outside and enjoying this day. Anyway, as I mentioned, too, that Mark Anderson is and his friend Brian Watson from the Valley are headed into Austin. And I think maybe we're going to do a show tomorrow at Mark Anderson's Stop the Presses, and he'll do it from Austin. We'll do it together, do a hopefully a video simulcast, and we'll talk about what he's seeing up in Austin at the opening of the legislative session. So anyway, it should be interesting. I told him, you know, they need to talk about civil tyranny. That's the John Adams term for property taxes. So they need to talk about getting rid of civil tyranny, which would mean restoring lawful government by the going back to the purpose of lawful government, which is the protection of property, not the aliening of it, not the alienation of it, not the confiscation of it, not the charging of rent on it forever. And that's what they're doing with it. We don't own property anymore. We rent it from the state. The landlord is the state. That's not lawful government, folks. That's something, but it's not lawful government. And the term for it is civil tyranny. Why would John Adams call property taxes civil tyranny? Why would that be? That would be because government never obtains and cannot obtain a lawful authority to alien your property. Alien it means take ownership of it for its institution or for the support of it. They can't do that. The purpose of lawful government is the protection of property for the individual. That also means protecting his ownership of it. I mean, why would we create a government for the protection of our property, and then upon its institution, we lose our property to the state? The state becomes the owner of it. Do I give a damn if the state protects its property? No, I don't give a damn whether they protect their property. I want them to protect my property. That's what I created them for. Protect my property, not take my property. Make it theirs, they become the enemy. My enemy. I become their enemy. I don't like that. It's tyranny. Again, what is tyranny? The exercise of power without authority. So they alien your property, which means transfer it from them to from you to them. That's alienation. That's aliening property. So they alien your property for the support of government. Well, I'm sorry, they didn't have authority to do that. And no lawful government will ever have authority to do that. That's why they call it civil, having to do with the people and government. And it's tyranny. Exercise of power without authority. Civil tyranny. John Adams got it correct. The feudal system and property taxes, which property taxes is the feudal system, is civil tyranny. Now they're gonna, you know what everybody's been talking about, you know, he is not running for office anymore, but Robert, I like to call him Bob, O'Rourke, he wanted gambling to pay for for the school of property taxes. I think that's already been done by that woman governor we had for a while, set up the gambling thing where it's supposed to pay property taxes. Well, and I think probably the sale of marijuana or whatever, taxing of marijuana, passing all that. I mean, it's just, and then Governor Abbott, he's going to use the rainy day fund to pay down. So it means do nothing. What it does is it kind of relieves your civil tyranny. What we're going to do is spend all that extra tax money you gave us that we've been storing away and hoarding. We've been hoarding your tax money. What we're going to do is take your hoarded tax money and pay down for a little while. Give you a little relief from civil tyranny. We're gonna lighten the chain. We're gonna lengthen the chain. Hey, I got an idea, folks. Stop civil tyranny. Quit violating the law. Quit doing tyranny. Stop it. How about that for an idea? How about that for a political, governmental idea? Stop tyranny. Boy, I just love the sound of that. You know, that way you don't have to worry about paying down or lightening the tyrannical load that we carry around, our burden on our properties. That's coming up January the 31st. You better have your civil tyranny payments in. Unbelievable, isn't it? What? Talk about, have we been asleep at the wheel for a while? Well, anyway, we got a caller, Matt from Tennessee. How you doing? You there, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's happening?
I'm just listening to your radio show, and I enjoy it.
And well, good.
And, I just had something to say about this immigration. You know, they're not going to stop it. You know why they're not going to stop it?
Because I think I do. Go ahead, tell us. I want to hear it.
The monetary system's based on it, based on your future labor. And you just, in the last few moments, touched on the feudal system, and you're correct. All U.S. citizens are, as a matter of fact, at law, voluntary serfs. And every time they ask you if you're a U.S. citizen or a resident, you agreed with them.
Well, now, what else would we be? What else would we be now?
Well,
what should we be, Matt? Tell us what we should be.
Well, what you are, if you're natural born, is you're a national and a U.S. citizen. And to get out of the citizenship status, all you have to do is know who the lord of the manor is, because in the feudal system, the lord of the manor handled all that. And in the voluntary system, ours is the Secretary of State, and all you have to do is get an affidavit, which is the highest, an unrebutted affidavit is the highest form of truth in law.
Yeah, but they can be rebutted, Matt. They can also be rebutted.
They can't rebut the fact that you're a national, because the immigration.
What do you mean national?
National.
What do you mean national? What?
A national.
Of what? A national of Switzerland?
No, of the United States. It's the old state citizen. There's a bunch of Supreme Court cases that delineate all this, but one of the best ones is from 1835. It's Juan Kim Ark. Got to look that up, and that goes into it chapter and verse. But according to the Integration and Naturalization Act, all U.S. citizens are U.S. nationals, but not all U.S. nationals are U.S. citizens. Now, recently, in the last 10 years or so,
What now? You can be a U.S. citizen, but not a U.S. national.
Well, all U.S. citizens are U.S. nationals, but not all U.S. nationals are U.S. citizens.
Man, I tell you, you just lost me, man. I mean, I've heard it's this stuff batted around this way and that way, and I don't know. I think some of these guys that push that stuff have got the right idea. You just move over to Puerto Rico, or you move into the Philippines or something. I don't know, man. I don't think you can get out from under tyranny, general state of dissolved government, by simply changing your citizenship of that dissolved country and into something else. I mean, I'm not buying it, Matt. I mean,
I've done it.
Well, okay. So you quit paying property taxes, and you've done all of that.
No,
and
there's a procedure for that. Now, you got to get a lodial title to quit paying property taxes.
You have an allodial title already.
They don't recognize it.
Well, because your problem, or is that their problem? See, they'd have to prove. Let me explain this to you. There's an exception to the allodial title. You know what that is?
Tell me.
The exception to an allodial title is proof that your land and property had been conquered by William the Great, or William the Conqueror, William the Norman, or one of his successors. Now, is there any property at all in the United States that has ever been conquered by William the Norman or any of his successors?
I don't know that part, but I do know that.
Well, I'll tell you the answer to it. There's not one square inch of the United States has ever been conquered by William the Norman or any of his successors. So guess what you have? You have an allodial title. Now, just because tyrants don't recognize it, you mean you're going to file a form with a tyrannical maniac that he's going to do something with, that he's going to honor? If he doesn't honor Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Samuel Adams and John Locke, he damn sure ain't going to honor you.
If you go through the proper procedure, they will. Yeah. There's an attorney named Ron Gibson that's really good at allodial title, and it starts with getting a land patent.
Yeah, I ain't going there, man. I ain't going there. I've heard that for 35 years at least. I don't know a handful of people that have done anything with that and ever been successful with it.
Well, it's just not a solution.
It's not a solution for the masses, Matt. You don't just file forms to all of a sudden obtain liberty and freedom under a mass tyranny. It just doesn't happen. It's not when you have dissolved tyrannical maniacs running around running everything, you don't file forms with these people that they're going to honor. They're going to do anything. How does this help you when they install the COVID-19 lockdowns? Do you claim you're a U.S. national or something?
If you have an affidavit unrebutted on file with the United States Secretary of State and also your local health department, which I have, next time they try COVID, it doesn't apply to me, and it won't. I've got a U.S. passport that's tied to my affidavit.
Okay.
It's government identification tied to my position that I'm a national and not a citizen of the United States. It's easy
to
do.
So you can be a United States citizen but a national. Just what a national is.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Well, are you a national?
Yes.
What the hell is national? Tell me what a national is.
A national is an original state citizen. Like delineated in the Supreme Court.
Well, how could you be a national and not a state citizen?
Well, you are, but you're not a citizen. See, that's the way they use the words. See, citizen.
Yeah. The way they use the words is that you get so damn confused, you wouldn't know whether you're coming or going.
Well, I do, because the word they like to use, in addition to citizen, is resident. Now, resident has a geographical definition, and it also has a political one. And whenever they ask you and discuss residency in a legal proceeding, they're always dealing with the political definition, not the geographical one.
Okay.
That's one of the things.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, could you tell us and our listeners, we're all interested, could you tell us where we go to do all that stuff and do it properly so that we can live in freedom and liberty?
You can do it from your own home.
All right, do you have a phone number where these people can call you for assistance?
Yeah, when I filed my affidavit, I left my phone number, I left my address, everything. I tell them who I am.
Well, how's the public? Do you want the public to enjoy any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah, but that thing you mentioned something earlier about the masses. I've come to the conclusion that freedom is an individual endeavor. It's
all
not
right,
a group.
Matt, I think that's enough. I'm done with that. I'm not going there. I don't believe that we have any purpose here to just live in liberty and freedom and let our neighbors and everybody around us perish under tyranny. I ain't buying it. I don't like it.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. But
well, then tell the people how to do it. Give them a website they can go to that they learn all about it and get as smart as you are on it.
Okay. Get a pencil and paper ready. It's thematrixdocs.com. Thematrixdocs, all one word, .com.
Okay, the matrixdoc.com.
Docs, D-O-C-S.
Oh, the matrixdocs, D-O-C-S.com.
Yes.
Okay, yes, well, thank you, man. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Oh, now it ain't no use to sit and wonder why. It'll never do somehow. Oh, and you're the crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and oh, I'll be gone. Oh, you're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
All right. Good old Bob Dylan song. I love it. Well, Nancy, I'm going to give you about a minute to give us an announcement or something. Okay, Scott, same deal. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not a Nancy or a Karen. How you doing, Ron?
Good,
welcome
good.
To the new year. Let's make this a crazy new year, but not the kind of crazy we've had.
Yes,
a new crazy,
agree.
A good crazy. Anyway, I'll give you three quick comments if you give me time. One about the border thing. I don't know if you know about it's Women's Fighting for America, I think, WFFFFA. Some of her info could be found on Eric the Screamer from New York's website, Courtroom Watch. Ingrid Castle had her on her show a while back. She just put a video 2 days ago on the big operations going on the border with a tunnel just discovered, leading from big deal. It's like real in the news. She's making a documentary, but she actually gave it away right on the Facebook video. I put it in Ingrid Castle's chat room last night. It's a Facebook video. It says WFFA something. It's just a short little video on that. I also put a really interesting video. Another set. So that's some real high-level operations going on live at the border now, letting enemy troops into the country with this tunnel, okay? Two tunnels. Number two, And I'll send it an email if I get a chance. I'm not at the computer.
That'd be great.
Now.
That'd be
and
super.
What that other great caller, it's great I'm hearing new callers on RBN because it's always the same callers, keeping hundreds of callers from getting to call. Some people are calling once every few years. These same 30 callers keep hundreds of people from calling in. So thank God we're getting some fresh callers and stuff. Let me comment. I have two really important things. So what that other guy was saying is on RBN. It's from Roger Sales when Spy Tom had him on. Those Matrix documents he's talking about will explain to you in 20 minutes. That's real. And there's other ways to do it. There's also using Minnesota Rule 220. I learned it from Yusuf L. and from Keith and Rodney, The Power of Offense, and others that did it, where you retain your ability to hold them accountable. You're claiming the age of maturity. Anyway, so there are other ways to do it. I'll pass you some information on for that also. And also in Ingrid's chat, I put an amazing video on a recent crop circle. It's Michael Lee Hill. He's one of Eric Clapton's sons. He's always a guest.
All right, I got to cut you off there because we've only got a few more seconds.
Both of those are in Ingrid Castle's chat room.
English Castle's chat room.
chatandgo.com.
All right.
Peace.
Well,
I'll send you an email. Okay.
Okay, that'd be super. All right.
Oh, great.
Well, that's it, folks. See you next week. Thursday. Sorry, Thursday. Okay.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.